This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
Hey, everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Test of Time News.
Episode 548.
On 99. So it appears that Tesla has opened their robotaxi network in both Austin, Texas, and the San Francisco Bay Area of California to all iOS users. All over the interwebs, people are saying that they were able to download the app on their iPhones, not their Androids, and begin taking robotaxi rides, not just Tesla employees and early invitees.
But that's just for people who live in those two areas, right?
No, I've seen people who live in New Jersey, Dallas, North Carolina, Boston, and Canada all get the app and the ability to book rides if, of course, they traveled to one of those two cities. But of course, we both have Android phones, so I guess we'll
never get to ride one.
And speaking of robotaxi, Tesla has now gotten official approval from another U.S. state.
The state of Arizona's Transportation Department just approved Tesla's November 13th application to launch robotaxi on public roads in the state. Tesla validation vehicles have recently been spotted in the Phoenix area, so that explains it.
And it appears that Arizona won't require a safety driver in the driver's seat, but that Tesla will likely start like they are in Austin, Texas, with a safety rider in the passenger seat.
Interesting. And we have a cool story on Patreon bonus stories today about something that happened in a robo-taxi. You'll have to tune in for that. And now, according to not a Tesla app, there is code in the Tesla robo-taxi 25.10.5 app that will charge riders a cleaning fee if they leave a mess in the car. The message, additional cleaning was required for the vehicle after your trip. A fee has been added to your final cost to cover this service. Please contact us if you have any questions, was found in the app code.
And it makes sense. Riders who leave messes make it more expensive for everybody who uses robotaxis because cleaning takes time and effort to perform.
And there is also new code found in the robotaxi app limiting the reporting of lost items. So you could always report them. But now if a rider tries to report a lost item after the expiration date, the app has a message that says Tesla is no longer accepting lost item reports.
Sorry, folks, park's closed.
I see. So 2 months later, you couldn't be like, where's my laptop?
I lost my very expensive,
Thanks to Plaid for sponsoring this episode.
The Plaid Note Pin is a hands-free note-taking gadget. You can see that it's thumb-sized and you can easily wear it all day.
I really like using the magnetic clip to clip it on my shirt. I don't even know that it's there. I found myself using it on like non-business meeting related things, like working in the shop. It's great to capture things like measurements and other numbers and key details that I would otherwise just completely forget an hour later or a day later. Then it transcribes and keeps everything in one place so that I can find it fast.
It's like having a personal assistant with you all day without paying a personal assistant salary. 20 hours of continuous audio capture, 40 days of standby, and 64 gigabytes of storage that keep rolling when your phone taps out after a few meetings.
It even recognizes different speakers. So once a particular voice is labeled like Jesse, then future captures will automatically identify you as Jesse.
It can summarize meetings, extract key takeaways, decisions, and action items with customizable templates to suit your needs. And you can even ask Plaid questions and get an instant answer. It's way faster than digging through the notes to find an answer.
Who said the Tesla Roadster was coming?
I used it the other day to capture our Tesla Time news, and it did a great job of summarizing all the information. Rarely do I need to adjust or add anything. It's just that good. I get to see an outline of the show that's in a different format than what we usually write, and it's super handy on busy days.
With noise canceling, Plaid allows you to take notes anywhere, anytime. It extracts insights, boosts efficiency, and helps our workload and boosts productivity.
You also don't have to worry about your audio data being sold or misused.
It has not only helped our work, but also our everyday routines.
To get special offer at the link below.
Thanks to Plaid for sponsoring this episode. Jeff Lutz tweeted, should I start printing the I bought my Toyota before Toyota went crazy bumper stickers? May need millions of them.
What does that mean? Before Toyota went crazy? What?
Well, this was Toyota's chairman, Akio Toyoda, at a NASCAR event in Japan the other day.
So that's an interesting point. There's the founder of Toyota, Seikichi Toyoda, and this is his great-grandson, Akio Toyoda, who is the current chairman of Toyota. And he's wearing a MAGA hat and a Trump Vance shirt. So basically supporting our president, which is something Elon did. So yeah, Jeff Lutz has a good point. Shouldn't we be seeing these anti-Toyota bumper stickers on Priuses, Corollas, and RAV4s now?
I think that, you know, anyone who accosted you of like, I can't believe that you're still driving that car. There's like probably a 45% chance that they drive a Toyota.
45% chance.
Maybe just note that to them. Show them a picture of this and ask them when they're going to be selling their Toyota.
Hmm. So Elon announced yesterday that XAI, in partnership with NVIDIA, will be building a 500 megawatt data center with Saudi Arabia and the startup company Humane.
Yeah, we're excited to announce that we're doing a 500 megawatt. Yeah.
We're doing 500 megawatts.
Sorry. No, it's 500 gigawatt one. We'll have to wait. That'll be $8 bazillion trillion.
Stop that. Beth said Elon already has his mind locked into thinking about 500 gigawatts. And Elon said, yeah.
It's funny when the numbers get that big, isn't it?
Mm.
Tesla's now hiring FSD operators in the European city of Prague in the Czech Republic.
Interesting that it says at the bottom here that the position is for a one-year term. That implies that this is how long Tesla needs to be getting data from the driving or sitting there in the driver's seat while the car drives around.
And you know, this is the third European country that Tesla is hiring vehicle operators in after Germany and Hungary. So it's actually coming to Europe. Tesla's just crossed another milestone with their supercharger network. Tesla just installed its 75,000th supercharger stall. Specifically, this one is in South Hobart, Tasmania.
Now, where is South Hobart, Tasmania, you ask?
Here it is.
Tesla opened its 70,000th in June in Burleson, Texas. So the growth is accelerating.
Yeah. And I love that they make it special for whichever one is there, you know, so like this one's in that azure blue.
So now for world travelers, you can go collect them all.
That would be really cool, wouldn't it? If you could get a bumper sticker for each one that you visit.
It would suck if you pulled up and that one was being used. You'd be like,
smash.
So remember we told you that LiDAR was not the answer to self-driving cars?
How could they not remember? We've been saying it for years.
Well, here's another data point to prove it. Volvo just canceled a 5-year contract with the LiDAR maker Luminar.
I'm sorry it's taken me this long to figure it out.
And Volvo was Luminar's biggest customer.
And Volvo actually invested in Luminar when they first SPAC'd back in 2020, so they had every incentive to want to use them.
I'm done making a fool of myself.
Luminar has already defaulted on several loans, and it's looking more and more likely that Luminar may have to file for bankruptcy protection.
Yeah, Luminar just laid off 25% of its workforce and is part of an ongoing SEC investigation.
But you know, maybe they would have been successful had we accepted that deal that they sent to us to do that.
This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress for a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
Video to show how Luminar was better than Tesla. If only we had done it, maybe they wouldn't go bankrupt. If only there was a bigger YouTuber that could have done that for them.
So Tesla's won a major court ruling last Friday as California Superior Court Judge Peter Borcon ruled that the 2017 class action lawsuit filed against Tesla could not remain a class action because he could not confidently apply the experience of a small group of Tesla employees to thousands of potential class members.
The lawsuit was filed by Fremont line worker Marcus Vaughn, who alleged that black employees at Tesla's Fremont factory were exposed to racially hostile conduct.
Tesla has said that they do not tolerate harassment and has removed employees found responsible for misconduct. So this is good news. That lawsuit was there for years. It was going to like go to trial, I think, in 2026. And I think it still will go to trial, but now it won't be a class action. Mm. All right, time for our Patreon bonus stories. Don't forget, we're giving away some stuff.
We're giving away a Tesla car.
That's right. It's going to be soon that we're going to pick the winner, or Grok is. So go. It's free to enter. Just comment there. And while you're there, go see our Patreon bonus stories for as little as a buck a month. We'll see you there. All right, we're back from Patreon bonus stories. Time for the shout outs. Who do we got today?
We've got Alex,
Cameron Mahoney,
Ernest Gibson,
Jason Kanosh,
and William Peter Gloge.
Thank you so much, people. We cannot make this show without your help. All right, it's time for Elon's X's of the week. Mark Kreshman says, in my opinion, XAI should remove the non-thinking version of Grok 4.1 completely, Elon. The thinking version is fast enough now and much better.
And Elon said, thinking about it.
Billie Eilish Tour says Billie via her Instagram story, basically talking about that Elon became the world's first trillionaire, but he could do so much more with his money, like ending world hunger and saving endangered species.
And rebuilding Gaza.
Why don't you do that, Elon?
That's a great idea. Elon says she's not the sharpest tool in the shed.
Elon said Optimus will eliminate poverty and provide universal high income for all.
He said, but nothing can eliminate envy.
Yeah, but Elon, why don't you just create world peace?
That's a great idea. He could do that, and he could probably solve envy too.
X-Free says it's time for Apple to team up with XAI and actually fix Siri. Replace the outdated, painfully dumb assistant with Grok 4.1. Siri deserves to be super intelligent.
And Elon says, I'm down.
Oh, gauntlet thrown.
I know.
Elon said Grok 4.1 Fast just released with our new Agent Tools API that has direct access to X data, web browsing, and code execution. Now, Akhil, who worked on Grok 4.1, says for many tasks, we use Grok internally. 4.1 is a massive improvement on our evals, even bigger than the jump from 3 to 4.
And Elon says, cool. Then he says Grok 4.20 is coming soon.
I think this is supposed to be Grok 4.5, but he so badly wants to have Grok 4.2 just to do the 420 thing. He went on to say, the Grok 4.20 upgrade, which is a major improvement, might be ready by Christmas. So 420 for Christmas. Elon said the most likely outcome is that AI and robots make everyone wealthy, in fact, far wealthier than the richest person on Earth. By this, I mean that people will have access to everything from medical care that is superhuman to games that are far more fun than what exists today. We do need to make sure that AI cares deeply about truth and beauty for this to be the probable future. NASA said live. See the latest images of Comet 3I Atlas, the third object that we've seen passing through our solar system from elsewhere in the galaxy.
Elon said, aliens.
Elon said, I would like to thank President Trump for all he has done for America and the world. And then the White House posted this back, picture of him and Jensen at that meeting.
And Elon posted 3 American flags.
So I guess they're back in the fold, huh? Buddies again. More Perfect Union said, Elon Musk is set to make more than every U.S. elementary school teacher combined, according to the Washington Post.
Elon said, I have earned none of that so far. And anyone who thinks Tesla becoming the most valuable company on Earth by far is such a sure thing is welcome to invest and share in the outcomes.
Tesla Yoda said teachers' retirement fund should consider.
And Elon said, yeah.
So Elon was at the White House on Tuesday with Jensen Wang, Larry Ellison, David Sachs for the dinner hosted by Donald Trump for the Saudi crown prince.
But Autism Capital posted, what are those?
And Elon said, I have enormous feet.
Those are SpaceX shoes, by the way.
They're dirty.
If you were wondering where you could get those, you can't. Those are made by SpaceX.
Wow.
Little space shoes.
And they've got Texas dirt on them. Daily Mail says Elon Musk appears to make explosive remark at the dinner.
And Elon said, false. I was asking about upcoming cancer drugs.
No, you were making an explosive remark. All right, it's time for EV Tip of the Week. And I've been driving Teslas for 10 years now. And when Jesse and I went for a drive the other day, I was mentioning that I couldn't find that HVAC mode, you know, that blows air on your feet and which you helped me find.
Yeah, so first you have to shut off the auto mode to reveal the manual ways to blow the typical, like, it shows person sitting in the car and then it has the arrows pointing in the different directions. You want the one pointing down.
Yeah. But you also revealed a new HVAC mode that I didn't even know was available called swing mode. That's where the car will blow air side to side. It's really cool, especially if you just got into the car and you like want to cool off fast.
Well, don't feel bad. It's not because you haven't been paying attention for 10 years. It's because it's a feature only available in the Model Y Juniper refresh.
Oh, that's why I haven't seen it before.
Mm.
Okay, so couldn't Tesla just bring this to other models, since I assume what it's really just doing is automating the dampers and a lot of the cars have those dampers?
I mean, it's a good point. I don't know. What do you think? Let us know in the comments below.
So I was going to tell everyone about this as an EV tip, but I guess for now it's only a tip for Model Y refresh owners.
Mm-hmm.
Still a tip though. Still there. All right, it's time for some supercharger reviews. Let's see what people have found.
Hello, Zach and Jesse and TTN crew. Coming at you from Milk River, Alberta, kind of middle of nowhere location. The supercharger here is only 4 pods. I don't think I've seen one that small before. Subway is the only place to eat. There's a huge truck and car wash here if you so desire. Other than that, not a lot at this location, but obviously the supercharger is what we're here for and it's doing a good job. Thanks. Now you know.
Hey, Zach and Jesse. This is a brand new 12-stall supercharger located in Gastonia, North Carolina, just off of I-85. A lot of amenities around. We've got a Walmart, McDonald's, and a Krispy Kreme Donuts, Chili's, among other restaurants. You also have, within walking distance, a Best Buy, Lowe's, Home Depot. Everything here, I would give this a 7 out of 10, with the biggest drawback being that none of this stuff is open 24 hours. So if you're out here late at night, good luck. Now you know.
Thank you so much for doing Supercharger reviews. You can find a map on our website where we've got all the Supercharger reviews. You can upload your own there as well, because there are always more Superchargers coming along.
That's right, like the 75,000th one. I want to see a review of that one.
And hey, would you like to join our Now You Know team?
So we have a team of editors and producers from around the world, literally from Texas to Austria, from Canada to Ghana, Africa. That's the amazing thing about living today, is that we can do this remotely, right?
It takes a lot of talented people to put our shows together, and right now we're looking to add a couple of video editors to our awesome team.
So if you're interested in some fun part-time work with plenty of flexible hours, just fill in our Google form, which we forgot to put in the link last time, so here it is, it's down there now, and you can let us know if you're interested and we'll be in touch.
Thank you, and thank you for joining us today, everybody.
Don't forget to enter for your chance to win the Tesla 118 scale diecast ultra red Model 3 over on our Patreon. Just $1 a month gets you all of our Patreon bonus stories and a chance to win great prizes. We have a lot more coming, so what are you waiting for?
We'll see you guys again on Sunday.
Now you know.